was a regular lunch box.
Well, what about now? What does he use now?
Well, he doesn't take a lunch now. He eats out, but then sometimes he'd just take a sack.
Okay. What kind of a... You ever use another word with that sack?
Bag. Lunch bag or lunch sack.
What's it made out of?
Just a paper bag.
What about, what would you call a cloth sack?
Well, I used to use cloth sacks for flour and sugar when I was a little girl, and you could, after using up the things, you could, they were sometimes figured, and you could use that like a yard of material and make you a dress out of it. And the white, you could bleach it. It was out of domestic, they called it, unbleached domestic. And send them to the laundry and get them bleached out real pretty. I made a real pretty linen suit that I dated in. And they'd make sheets out of it. That was out of fabric. And then, of course, the coal that we bought to heat was out of gunny sacks or cocoa sacks. So those were fabrics.
You know anything about corn, if you were to mill it at one time, what would you call a certain amount of corn?
Corn?
If you're going to grind up your corn and you had a certain amount, do you know a word for it?
No, I don't.
Turn, maybe you ever have a turn of corn? What would you call a partial load if you bring in, say, cut up trees? What would you call it?
Partial load, just a part of a load?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
If you brought it in like this, what would you... You had
just a
what?
An arm load of coal, of something.
When you bring your clothes out the washing machine, what do you put them in? Or when you take them down to the washing machine, what do you take them in?
You have a plastic basket.
Just call it a basket?
Mm-hmm. Clothes basket. Clothes basket.
I don't know what that means. When you stop up a bottle, what do you call that?
Cork in it. I don't guess really it would be a cork all the time, but I guess that's about the only term I know, cork it up.
Do you know a lot of words those instruments you play in your mouth?
They used to have a juice harp.
Uh-huh.
Daddy said he used to play one when he's a little boy. And seems like my little boy used to have one. And they had the harp or harmonica.
If you're going to drive in a nail, what do you use?
A hammer.
You know anything about wagons?
What kind of wagons?
Like horses pull. Like, for instance, the parts of the wagon that join the horses together or something. Do you know what you call those?
I don't know whether I remember a lot of the terms or not. I used to see a lot of them when I was a little girl. We lived on this road that a lot of the colored people would go up and down the road with their horse and wagons and... Then in the summers, I would visit an aunt that had a farm, and we'd go to ride all through the fields in these wagons drawn by the horses. And I don't know as I remember offhand. If I heard them, I would probably remember the name.
You ever heard of a tongue or a whipple tree?
Yeah. They call it, what is that, a single tree? I believe they use that with plowing, I believe.
What about a shaft? You know what that is?
Well, I don't know now. Shaft to me is something that...